Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The College Football Playoff Committee is talking about an 18 playoff format. There are economic woes to this. All you bleeding hearts out there, you might have to change your tune on paying players. Let's bring in one of the best when it comes to covering college football, Kevin McGuire, NBC Sports college football writer. He joins us on the show. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Ken. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Find this man on Twitter, at KevinOnCFB. So they're talking about an 8-team playoff. Is this something that could realistically happen very soon, or is this just to placate the masses?
I think it's probably right now, it's probably more to placate the masses, but I do think that there are some serious discussions that are going to be had moving forward, and I would not rule out the possibility that this happens before the current contract expires, but odds are it'll probably just wait until the contract is ready and up for renewal and before any of those changes do get made, because I do think, you know, from the moment they announced a 14 playoff, I said it's going to be inevitable that this thing is going to expand at some point in time. It's just a matter of when, not a matter of if for me. So I do think we're going to see a change. It's just a matter of, you know, how soon are we actually going to get it.
When is that contract up, Kevin?
I think there's two, three more years on it. I forget exactly. We're coming up on the renegotiation period pretty soon, I would say. But I think we've got a couple more years of this current format right now.
What do you think are some of the maybe legal wranglings or economic wranglings that need to be taken care of before it does go to 8 teams?
Well, I guess first you got to figure out, how is this thing going to be structured? Is this going to add on games to your already extended regular season? Or are you going to take away conference championships, conference championship games? And if so, you know, how is that going to compensate the conferences? I think that's a huge financial question that still remains to be answered, because we need to know how exactly we're going to determine who gets in this playoff, first of all, and what are the qualifications going to have to be, and are they going to be uniform? That's the other thing. I mean, you got to get everybody on the same page there before you can figure out exactly where this is going. But I mean, if you're going to keep the conference championship games and then you're going to tack on another game, you know, where those games are going to be played, hold them on campus sites, I think, for the first round, and maybe you could still use the current bowl structure as it's currently already set up for a 4-14 playoff once you get to the semifinals. But I think there's a lot of logistical information that's going to have to be determined if and when this thing does go to an expanded playoff, because you've got a lot of things to figure out, because not every school can afford to make some of the financial commitments to play an extended season that's going to be maybe another game long.
There are some
serious questions there.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think that people don't understand. When I see 8 teams, of course. I mean, come on, Kevin. Yeah, there was one where it was going to be number 3, Notre Dame against number 6, Ohio State. That's shooting fish in a barrel at Notre Dame Stadium. Are we serious here? But you just mentioned it. Obviously, those teams could afford it. But when I look at some of the situations of, we always want the little guy to have a shot. Well, does the little guy get a shot at the beginning of the season anymore? Because if you are playing more games, I still have to find a way to make it under 16, because if you play 16, the big boys who get paid play 16, and then you find yourself in a lot of hot water legally with some of these folks.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to find a way that benefits everybody, I think you're going to have to determine, you know, what percentage of money goes to the Big Ten, what percentage goes to the SEC, what percentage is going to the American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference. Is everybody going to get a slice of this pie, regardless of whether you have a team in the playoff or not? That's one of the many hurdles that I think we're going to have, and it's probably going to be a real struggle to, you know, with that, between that separation between these power conferences and these non-power conferences, because we already had that divide. And now you're going to risk maybe potentially making that divide a little bit wider while trying to appear as though you're kind of neutralizing things a little bit more. Obviously, you're not going to make everything even, but I think that there's going to be some push, I think, from some of these small conferences to try and get a bigger slice of the pie, which I totally get. You know, they're trying to do what's best for all their members, and I totally respect that going forward.
Kevin McGuire joining us. Follow him on Twitter at Kevin on at CFB. Also, our buddy Ryan Hickey, who is our producer, did some great research here. The ESPN deal with the college football playoff does go through the 2025 season. Man, that seems like it's far off.
Okay. It's a few more years than I was expecting, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I hope that they're able to get something there, because, man, I would love for them to be able to play that. I think it would be great. Either way, Kevin McGuire joins us on the show. Yeah, people get so upset with me because I'm just thinking, hey, there's legal things here that they got to take care of to have an 8-team playoff. I just want to make sure it doesn't get to any more bracket creep, because I'll be selfish about this, Kevin. I love the arguments. I love them. 4 versus 5. Who's already in the 4 that doesn't deserve to be there? You get the belly aching that goes on from those who are on the outside looking in of it. And when you get to 7 to 8 to 9, then there's a little bit less. And then when you get to 16... I just don't want it to happen what's happened to the NCAA tournament, where the regular season means less and less and less, and we're not arguing as vigorously through the top teams like we've seen in the past.
Yeah, and we see some of these smaller divisions, like the FCS, Division II, Division III, they have larger playoff fields that they've been working with, but it's a completely different ballgame, of course, than down those levels. And so, obviously, when you're talking about these big money schools, I think you're putting a lot of pressure on to go to a 16-team playoff. That's why I feel like if it is going to expand, 6 teams, I think a lot of people are in favor of. If they expand, I like the 8-team model. Either way, I think it's going to eventually go to 8 at some point in time. And I think that that's actually a good number for an expanded playoff field. And I don't think you need to go too far beyond that.
I totally agree with you. Kevin McGuire joining us on the show. Players sitting out bowl games, more and more doing so. Is there a downside to this at all?
Not to me. I fully appreciate and endorse a player doing what's best for them. You know, they're not getting reimbursed. They're not getting paid for playing these games. And I think, you know, more and more as the years go by, you know, there's a lot more investments that they have to take and keep in mind for their long-term future. I mean, this is not playing college football in the 80s and the 70s. It is a much different game today. You know, there's a lot more riding on the line with the contracts that are offered in the NFL. So, you know, if you want to do what's best for you and, you know, take it easy for it and get out of a bowl game, I don't mind it. Now, it is a little bit of a problem, I think, for some of these bowl games, because they're going to lose out on getting a chance to feature some star players. Like Arizona State just didn't play a bowl game without their best wide receiver. So I think that was a little bit of a drag, I think, for that bowl game. But, you know, that's the reality. We're going to get more and more of this, and I don't know if there's any turning back at this point.
I mean, I watched the New Mexico Bowl. I had a hell of a time still watching it. Doesn't matter to me if players are sitting out for the Pro Football Draft. It is their money. I know it might be, and some people get, well, it's a little bit selfish. Well, yeah, it absolutely is a little bit selfish. We're talking about millions of dollars. I don't even think it's a little bit selfish. I think it's a whole lot selfish, but I think dollars to donuts, anybody who's ever put in that position would do the same thing. Kyler Murray, if he wanted to play football, do you support that, or should he go play baseball?
He should do whatever he feels is best for him, but I think it's probably going to be more worthwhile for him in the long run to go with baseball. So, you know, it's a little bit less contact for certain. And there's different kinds of contracts in baseball you have up your sleeve. So I think that it would be more rewarding to go baseball in the long term. But, you know, football players can get some good endorsement deals too, and some good opportunities. So, I mean, I'm not so sure playing football would be the worst idea for him, but I'm very curious to see where he's going. I think baseball is going to end up getting him, but I'd be very curious to see what his NFL draft prep is like if he ends up going through that process.
It almost feels like Scott Boras has a gun to his head. I got less than a minute, and I mean that. Does it feel to you like he loves football and just really, really likes baseball and would rather play football?
Yeah, I mean, you can see the passion in him. He's certainly having fun out of it. But so I'd be very curious to see what happens here because he's a star. You know, wherever he's going to end up going, he's got the charisma. He's got the talent. And the way that this NFL game is evolving, it could be well suited for him if he ends up going that way. But, you know, I'd be very curious. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what he ends up deciding to do in the coming weeks, coming months.
Kevin, I thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours, my friend. We'll run you down again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.